There's not likely anyone around the Rhineland or Oneida County area who remembers the Oneida County Deer Revolt of 1930, but the story was told around barbershops and taverns of Rhinelander over 80 years ago about how way up north little Oneida County took on downstate big government in Madison by trying to change state policy on illegally killed deer. The revolt started brewing innocently enough about 1 week before the opening of the 1930 season, due to begin December 1st. As winter's grip approached northern Wisconsin, small towns across the north were already slipping into the grips of the Great Depression. The outlook for the winter was bleak. The deer season of 1930 was to be a buck-only hunt. County Judge H.F. Steele knew there would probably be does and fawns shot mistakenly and left in the woods. Normally, those fallen deer would become property of the state and be auctioned off to the highest bidder. But Judge Steele had a different idea. The illegally shot deer could help feed the needy. Made perfect sense to Steele, so he made a recommendation to the state's Conservation Commission that deer found dead in Oneida County woods during the hunting season be turned over to local charitable organizations. But the Conservation Commission was in no mood to entertain ideas, even charitable ones, which tampered with the state's jurisdiction over wild game. It flatly refused Judge Steele's recommendation. In accordance with state law, any deer killed illegally and confiscated by a warden would absolutely remain property of the state to be disposed of at the state's discretion. Well, the whole thing might have ended right there. Judge Steele was not inclined to pursue the matter, but Oneida County District Attorney Earl Kennedy was. Kennedy believed it was well within the rights of the county to claim this venison and see that it made its way to the needy. In a letter published by the Rhinelander Daily News, he requested that all persons knowing of an illegally killed deer bring it to the Oneida County Sheriff Hans Rod. The local press instantly recognized the precedent-setting nature of the move. Kennedy was, in effect, usurping the authority of the state by telling hunters to bring illegally killed deer directly to the county courthouse, not to the state game warden. The Rhinelander Daily News wrote, "This is the first time, so far as known here, that county officials have decided to act independently of the Conservation Commission in a matter of this kind." Emotions regarding the 1930 deer season were already at a fever pitch. Nearly two-thirds of the state was closed to hunting. Downstate deer hunters flocked to the open hunting counties of the north, invoking the ire of locals. Many in the north were questioning the wisdom of having a deer season at all, because deer numbers seemed low enough already. Northern editorials lambasted the state's deer management policies. The scene was set for the north to fight back. Though the revolt was garnering statewide attention and the keen interest of other northern Wisconsin counties, 2 days into the season, the standoff had yet to be tested. On December 2nd, the Rhinelander Daily News reported that the Oneida County revolt has developed no warfare so far. But by season's end, Sheriff Rod held 5 illegally killed deer. Locals speculated about what would happen next. Would the county succeed in beating back state authority? Counties across the north waited in anticipation. What did happen next brought the revolt full circle, as the fate of those 5 deer ultimately came to rest with the man who had started the standoff, Judge Steele. Finally, on December 12th, Judge Steele decided that he could not counter state law and had no choice but to rule that the court could not legally give the does to the poor. But in a creative twist, instead of giving the deer up directly to the state, he ordered Sheriff Rod to sell the venison to the highest bidder. The proceeds would go to the State Conservation Commission. The revolt came to a close when Sheriff Rod did sell all 5 does at a public sale outside the courthouse on December 13th. A local builder purchased the deer for $1 each. He immediately donated the 5 does to the Citizens Relief Committee so the venison could be distributed, in the end, among the needy. The revolt was officially over. Both sides claimed victory. For WXPR, this is Bob Wilging with History Afield.